yesterday, cause it was
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. Excited to have on the line one of country music's most beloved bands, platinum recording artists, multi-time Grammy Award nominees, and five-time Academy of Country Music Group of the Year. It's songwriter and singer for Old Dominion, the one and only Matthew Ramsey. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, how are you?
Well, with all those accolades in the intro, we're going to have to include Chicago resident coming up. You're going to be joining Kenny Chesney for what's going to be a huge sold-out show June 25th at Soldier Field.
Yeah, man. I mean, that is something we've been looking forward to for a long time. It's been a while since we've been there before with Kenny, so it's been a long time, so we're ready to come back.
Now, you guys are out on the road now with big shows, big crowds. I cover a lot of the racing stuff. I was actually down at Worldwide Technology Raceway with you guys last weekend in the sold-out NASCAR Cup Series there. So talk about the excitement of being back on the road this summer, finally fully open. Fans are loving to get out and see it. I'm sure you guys are loving to see them, too.
Oh, yeah, man. It's just been such a release for everybody, I think. You know, just everybody has been waiting for this for so long, and you know, you can really feel that energy when you hit the stage. People are just so overjoyed to be in that environment again. So, especially in these stadium shows, it's just completely electric. It's amazing.
Now, I always wondered this, and for the listeners, you know, you started out as a songwriter. You went to Nashville to write songs for other artists, certainly successful there. Some of the biggest names in music, Dierks Bentley, Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, and more. It really makes me think of those great stars that started out as writers for, like, Saturday Night Live, like Conan O'Brien or Adam Sandler, Tina Fey, and then they went out and became huge actors. So when or how did you decide you would be the best one singing your songs? And here's one thing, too, is were you ever worried that, you know, before that you were maybe giving away some of your best stuff, or did you just think, you know, you'll just make more?
Yeah, we never really thought about that. We, you know, if you're concerned that you may have given away your last great song, then you should probably stop, you know? so we got to keep writing and keep rolling and try and chase after what's next. But, you know, I think we just moved here. All of us sort of moved here to be songwriters and musicians with no real plan of being the actual artist. And it just, we've been friends for so long, and we were playing music together as friends and creating music together as friends just for fun. And then we started to have success as songwriters, and people started to go, like, who are these guys playing in the bar down the street that are writing music for everyone else? And it just sort of happened. We didn't really make a decision of, like, we should be the people that are doing this. You know, it was actually kind of a hard switch to flip in our brains. Once it started to like have success, we started to have to really train ourselves to think as artists and not as songwriters.
Oh, that's so crazy. Let the listeners know we're talking with Matthew Ramsey from Old Dominion. But you think about it, right? Sometimes groups and the way that you perform, certainly you got that perspective as the writers, are greater than the sum of the parts, right? It's more than just, like, you performing it is more than just the song. So you got your new album, It's Time, Tequila and Therapy. Talk a little bit about the inspiration for it. Already some big hits on it. Fans are loving it. And as you get out and play more of it, and this goes to what we just talked about, do you have like an inner sense of which song, as great as they are on the album, maybe even better or more fun with fans live?
You know, it's definitely something you take into consideration. You know, that album, true pandemic album, you know, we made it during the height of the lockdown, and, you know, we took a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, and created our own little bubble there and spent 3 weeks writing and recording that whole album in the studio. So that was sort of a project all in its own little, you know, contained unit. And then as you get out there and start sound checking songs, you figure out what's going to, you know, work live, what's not. But sometimes they do surprise you, and the fans start requesting something that you didn't expect.
I mean, right? Because you're just like, well, you know, we sort of thought that was an afterthought, but hey, if you like it, let's go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. We've definitely had songs where we were like, man, we didn't really expect to even be playing this song. You know, prime example is Hotel Key. We wrote and recorded that song, and we thought, that's a cool song. And then all of a sudden, it was like, wow, that's a big song. We didn't expect that.
Wow. Well, it just shows there's no substitute for being there. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com, and we're even going to have a couple pairs of tickets for fans to get out and see you live at Soldier Field coming up on June 25th. Matthew Ramsey, thanks so much. Good luck on the road. Look forward to seeing you here in Chicago. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, absolutely. My pleasure. Can't wait to see you guys.